Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and sponsored as well by Eil and Avram Forman. We are beginning the next bracha of the Amida, the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. The bracha of Al HaTzadikim, the Al HaChasidim, the bracha that acknowledges five categories of righteous, pious people. What exactly is the difference or distinction between them? It's important to know. Say this bracha every day, three times a day. Tzadikim, Chasidim, Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael, Pleitas Sofreim, and Geirei HaTzedek. Are we going up? Or are we going down? Ascending or descending in the order of their righteousness and virtue? We'll discuss that. What is the difference between them? What order are we going in? Why do we need to invoke all of them? Why these five categories, not more and not less? But let's begin with the introduction. Why is this bracha here and why now? So the Torah writes, Ala Tzadikim, Torah Nor Chaim Sim Kuf Yud Ches, Yud Gimel is Ala Tzadikim, Vitiknu Achar Klolos HaMalshinim, Shekevan Shekolo HaMashinim, Misraim is Kronos HaTzadikim. It's positioned right here, writes the Torah. It's based on a Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, based on a Pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Hei, that the rule is that after the wicked are cut down, then the righteous rise. So after the wicked are destroyed, Vala Mashinim, we just spoke about all those slanderers, all those who are critical, all those who distort the truth, all those who call names, all those who call for the end of the Jewish people. We have so many to think about these days in Vala Mashinim. We had a golden age, a reprieve of a few decades where you had to stretch a little bit to think about who to think about in Vala Mashinim. But over these last months, over these last few weeks and days, you look around America too, Vala Mashinim. We know who the Lamashinim are, including even Jews among them. V'lamashinim. So after the Lamashinim, after the evil and wicked people who have terrible, nefarious plans for the Jewish people, after they are cut down, after they are stopped, then there's room for the righteous to blossom, to flourish. Pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Hei Yud Aleph, Kol Karnei Rishonim Agadet, Ramanan Karnos Tzadik. V'kol Gerim Ema Tzadikim, and the Gelim are included, Gerim are included, and they say V'takum, Ki Agorit Chager, because the Pasuk juxtaposes rising for the Seva, for the person who's an elder, and it's juxtaposed with the convert. So the Geirei Tzedek, righteous converts, are included in these categories of people who we rely on their merit. It's in their merit that wonderful, that good, and that blessed things happen. So V'la Mashinim is between Hashiva Shoftim and Tzadikim. Once justice is restored, we can eliminate the wicked. And then once you eliminate the wicked, after V'la Mashinim, then Ala Tzadikim, then the righteous can thrive. Then the righteous can flourish. Now, this is unusual. This is the one bracha in the middle section of the Amidah of Bakasha where we're not really davening for something specific for ourselves, nor are we really davening for something collective that we're part of. Until Hashiva Shofteinu, we were davening for personal, individual brachos. We wanted das. We wanted to have knowledge. We wanted Hashem to fight our fights. We wanted to have good health. We want to have overflowing abundance of parnasa. Each of those first brachos of the bakasha, the middle section of the Amidah, were specific, individual, personal requests for ourselves. Then we pivoted, and we started asking for national, collective, people requests. We want justice, and we want to get rid of those who oppose us. And then we're going to want Yerushalayim to be built in fullness, and we want Mashiach to come. Ala Tzadikim, where does it exactly fit in? Why are we invoking the welfare, the well-being of the tzaddikim of these five categories of people? Where does this exactly fit in? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes in Yaros Dvash, Yasim elibo l'ispalo betovas tzaddikim ki betovasom anu chayim. In every generation, at every time, we live our lives, and our lives are only filled with safety, security, and bracha in the merit of the righteous. When there are righteous men and women, righteous converts, righteous people, tzadikim, chasidim, ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, pleita sofreim gerei tzedek, it's in their merit. We are relying on them, we're leaning on them, we're depending on them. When we're waiting for and longing for geula right now, for this matzah of this Eitzar Yaakov to end, of course we are looking to and we're leaning on the righteous of the generation. We need them. We need them in all their strength. We need them in all their glory. We need them with all of their power. We need them with all their virtue and all of their righteousness. And that is all the bracha, all the chayim that comes in this world is in their merit. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says, that's why we are davening for them. It's not an exception. It's not that we had personal individual needs and then there are collective collective hopes and aspirations. And where did the tzaddikim? Tzaddikim are part of the collective hopes and aspirations, and they're also part of our individual needs. If we're in a community, we want individual bracha. Attach yourself to tzaddikim. Attach yourself to righteous people and ride their coattails. We've spoken about in the Emunah Shir, the notion of using the Emunah of the righteous as a hotspot. Person is somewhere and they have poor connection. It's a tremendous form of Yisurin today. People treat it like Nebuch, woe is me. Is there a God? I have slow Wi-Fi. I have slow connection. It's a real suffering. A tainis dibur, somebody has to enter if they don't have a connection. So what do? You say your carrier has a poor connection where you are. But you find somebody who's on a different carrier, a different service, and they've got 5 bars. They've got good service. So what do you say to them? What do you beg them for? Do me a favor. Turn your phone into a hotspot. I don't have a connection, but I can connect through you. I can connect through you. Ala tzaddikim, we're in a generation, some struggle. They're busy buffering all the time. There's a very low-speed connection. Struggling to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to feel bitachon emunah dveikus, to feel the geshmak of Yiddishkeit. It's buffering. It's having trouble connecting. It keeps getting stuck. It keeps spinning. So you find someone with a great connection. Tzadikim, chasidim, ziknei amcha b'Yisrael, pleita, sofreim, geri, tzadik. You say, do me a favor. Would you be my hotspot? Can I connect through you? So a person who wants individual bracha, you want das, re'ivan yenu, baruch aleinu, rifa'enu, whatever we need, find a tzaddik and turn them into a hotspot. So it's not extraneous, and it's not an exception to the rule. This bracha is critical. As Rabbi Yonason writes, if we want all bracha, ki betovasam anu chayim, kozman she tzaddikim ba'olam bracha betova chayim ba'olam, if we want bracha in our lives, individually, communally, collectively, then we have to think about, focus on, and aspire to be counted among these 5 categories of people. We'll pick up next time, as we have with each of the brachas, what's the historical precedent? Each of these brachas, Anshei Knesset HaGedola authored it based on a historical story or historical precedent. We went through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We went through the Avos. What historical precedent is Al Tzadikim based on? We'll start with next time.